Hey, what's going on, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 41. It's the best day of the week. It's Friday, and I'm so excited. It's not the best day of the week because it's Friday, though. If that's you, if you are so pumped for the weekend, then I urge you to reconsider what you're doing with your life. That may sound cliche. You may have heard many people say this as well, but it's true. Unless you want to keep on living that life and always, you know, just not enjoy 5 out of 7 days of your life and always look forward to just 2 measly days, then that's on you. I wanted to start this episode out with going over the top 10 countries that listen to the podcast right now in order: United States, South Africa, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, rounding out top 5, Australia, Spain, New Zealand, Taiwan, and Bahrain at 10. So that is the all-time top 10 list. Thank you, everybody, all around the world, 86 countries, and the top 10, you guys are all-stars. It's really close, except for United States is 83% of the total downloads. But wow, thank you so much. The growth is month over month for the last 9 months, and it's because of all of you. So thank you so much for your support. I never, ever, ever take it for granted, and I do my best to reciprocate that value in each and every one of every episode I've ever done, and I only want to get better to deliver you more and more value. You can find this episode and all the conversations, the contemplations on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. You can find that on www.christophlewis.com/book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. And today's episode is all about the book challenge and my book challenge epiphany that I had this week that I'm just super pumped about. So we're about to get to that. But the book challenge is something that I created because I can't work out anymore. It's been 4 months almost to the day of when my injury reignited and I can't work out. I can't run. So I substituted that time of working out an hour, hour and a half a day, 7 days a week to being able to read. I always wanted to read more, but I never did it. Like, does that sound like you? Like, oh, I've always wanted to do this, but I never make time for it. And it's crazy because I had this terrible thing happen to me. Like, I miss working out so much, so much. If you know me personally, you know my pain right now. And I got over the depression as quick as I could, and I substituted it with engaging my mind. So last week, I read The One Thing by Gary Keller. And this week, I also finished You Are a Badass Every Day by Jen Sincero. And I started reading on Thursday, yesterday, I started reading A Failed State by Andrew Cousins. And Andrew is conversation number 67 as well. So it's pretty cool to read some of the books from some of my guests. I have so many suggestions all the time and so many guests, and I've interviewed quite a lot of authors, so I am doing my best to get to all of these books, but it's been a really interesting book so far, and it's taken me back to my deployments overseas, and it's a bittersweet feeling. It's a very bittersweet feeling, but so far, very good. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 84 with the Titan himself, Colin Joseph Maine. He has 703,000 followers on Instagram. He's a former MMA competitor, and he's a current physique competitor, and it just blows me away, everything that he's done. And we talked about how essentially he had his back up against the ropes during his career transition. He drove all the way across Canada. He had like $800, spent 500 of that just on gas to get across from Canada from one side to the other, showed up, and had to figure shit out with like $250 in his pocket. So that's really interesting. We talked about a whole lot of other stuff more, so I highly encourage you to check that out. And today, like I said, I'm going to speak with you about my book challenge epiphany. So let's get nerdy. All right, you ready? It's not complicated, but I'm going to go into it. First, this is my book challenge epiphany. I'm reading one book a week for a year. I have only read one book a week for a year. Every single book I've read is a different length. I've read a book that was almost 400 pages. Blows me away. I've read a book that was 100 and some odd pages. Do you know what? Every single week, I finish my books on Sundays, and I post the books that I read for the week on Sundays. Regardless of the length of the book, I always seemed to finish on Sunday. So a couple days ago when I posted this on Instagram that I had this book challenge epiphany, what I realized is, what the F is going on where regardless of length, I'm finishing a book on the same day, the same deadline. Like no matter what, a long book, short book, I'm finishing it on the same damn day. Why is that? So what's happening is that, and you may already see where I'm going with this, like the book challenge is any other goal in your life. Think about anything you have set for yourself. Like this, because I'm saying it's an epiphany because it is changing how I look at everything I do in my life. Epiphany is life changing. My life has changed from the book challenge in week 18 because I realized I'm taking the same amount of time to read a damn book that's 100 and some odd pages and a book that's 400 pages, and I can crush both of them in 7 days. So yeah, I can easily read 100 and some odd page book, but I'm crushing a hard book in the same amount of time. So what the hell else in my life that am I giving myself lenient deadlines and I'm getting done in the same amount of time as if another easy goal or task or dream or hope, desire, something that I want in my life that I'm just lollygagging around and not getting that shit done because I've got some, maybe I don't even have a deadline for that. Or maybe my deadline's way down the road. So essentially, I have these goals, these books that I read every week. They're done on Sunday. And my epiphany is just that. I'm getting them done on the same damn day. Are you kidding me? So, what in my life am I selling myself short on? So what's happening is I know I have the time to get it done when I have an easy book to read. An easy, I say shorter. It's not necessarily an easy book, but a shorter book, I know I have days. So I'm not reading as much or I'm not reading as often and I just let it slide. And I know I'm going to finish it by Sunday because maybe I could cram for a couple hours on the weekend and I could get it done. But on the hard books, what I have to do is you guys know, I do lunch reads and I do night reads. I read 2 times a day, 7 days a week. I read at lunch, at work, and I come home, I do all my things, and as I'm laying down to bed, bust out the book, and I get a late night pump in, I get that mental sweat on, and I read again, and I'm doing that every single day when I have a big book, every single day, I'm working on it, at lunch, free time, I'm at the doctor's office, I'm busting out some pages. So what does this sound like right now? It sounds like if you have an easy goal, you're just like, oh, I don't really have to work on it, I'll get it done by, you know, next month, or next year, or I'll do it then. But if you have a really hard goal and you have a deadline that you know you need to get done in your life and you're like, I gotta get this done, I gotta do it, then you're gonna be busting your ass. You're gonna be doing it when you wake up before you go to work, you're gonna be doing it at lunch, you're gonna do it when you come home, you're gonna do it at night, you're gonna wake up in the middle of the night and you're gonna do it, but you're gonna get it done, you're gonna stay up late, you're going to get it done. And it sounds simple. It's a book challenge. I'm just reading. I get it. But it's an epiphany and I'm so passionate about it right now because I realized that I can get whatever I want done in a damn week with a book. Nothing can stop my book challenge right now. That means I can go out in my life and I know if I'm impassioned about something, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make it on my deadline no matter what. But if I go out there and I read a quote unquote easy book, you know, whatever that is on a goal in my life, then I'm going to get it done maybe, but it's going to be easy. It's not going to be that good of a victory or a goal or a dream or that hope or desire. And who knows when I'm going to get it done because I'm lollygagging around because I know it's easy. But if I go in head first and I set a hard goal, I know it's going to be hard. I know I'm going to have to put in work and I therefore put in the work to get it done. So why not set a higher goal for yourself? Why continue to sell yourself short? If you can get it done, if you can get the easy book done and you can get the hard book done in 1 week, this is what I'm asking myself, why not set your goals exactly like you're doing the book challenge? Set your goals, construct your life in a manner of where you push yourself to be able to get what you want. And this is my book challenge epiphany. It's huge. And I hope you understand the gravity. I hope I could articulate it enough. The book challenge has opened up my mind. And you know what? This week, I finished my 18th book, not even halfway through the week, on a Wednesday. I picked up book number 19 in week 18 on Thursday, and I'm already a third way through it. So I'm crushing through it. So now I'm about to shake my life up. Mark my words, if you're listening to this podcast right now, shit is about to get crazy in my life. I am going off in the deep end and I'm shaking up everything again. I'm setting my goals bigger and even higher. The last time you probably heard me speak this impassioned is back on February 22nd when my 6-month-old daughter was born and I said, I have a new fire lit up under me and I'm ready to take on the world. Here I am. Her 6-month half birthday was yesterday, and I feel just as empowered and impassioned and ready to get it right now, and things are gonna get shaken up. So take from this, I hope you see your goals, you see your dreams, your hopes, desires, everything you want in this life, and like I say, like, if you want to be comfortable, fine. This isn't for you. I'm not going to talk about comfortability. There doesn't need to be a podcast on let's go fucking kick it and drink a beer and chill. You can do that on Friday night after you work your ass off during the week. Sure, I do that. I have a family. But I'm going to work my ass off every other time. Every other time. If I'm not at my day job, if I'm not doing the podcast, if I'm not working on this new company I'm building and my book challenge and shit, like my free time goes towards all those things I just listed. That's it. That's how I want to spend my life. If that's how you want to spend your life and you have bigger goals and you're sick and tired, like, I'm so grateful for my day job, but I am so ready not to have a day job. And that's just what I want. It doesn't have to be exactly what you want, but I'm telling you from my book challenge epiphany that if you set your goals higher, if you set harder goals, you will obtain them because you will force yourself into the structured life of where you can only achieve greatness and success. All right, so it's time for recap. So I'm reading a 400-page book, a 200-page book in the same amount of time. I was always getting it done on the same day. I thought, oh my God, what am I doing in my life? What are my goals, dreams, hopes, desires that I'm doing the same exact way that I'm putting in half-ass work because I know it's just going to get done. So I'm going out there, I'm upping everything in my life, and I'm flipping everything upside down, and I'm pushing harder because I know that when I set a hard goal that I will obtain it. And you can do the same exact thing. All right. Well, I just want to share this stuff with you guys. I think I get a little fired up, and I hope it speaks to you, because as funny as it may sound, like, I had an epiphany from a book reading. I'm just so appreciative of you all listening to this and sharing it with friends and people who need to hear it. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And if you enjoy the episode, and you can rate on iTunes 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like. And if you don't enjoy something, that's actually great, because I don't expect you to agree with everything. I think that's the beauty in being a human being, that we don't have to agree with each other, and we can pick and choose what we agree with, and we can agree on some things and choose to disagree on other things. And I think that is what is incredible about us. And if you are not in agreement on something and you want to talk about it, gosh, I would just absolutely love to have a good conversation with you about that as well. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please share it if you enjoy it, and don't only just listen to this. Apply it. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all of the best books, but you have to be able to apply it. Don't just hang up the episode and go out there and go on about your life. Go out there and try to think about, like, what is your book challenge in your life? Like, think about that variable in your life. Substitute that in. What are you not challenging yourself enough on that you actually can do really well when you do challenge yourself? And go out there and make it tough for yourself and see how much you can actually get done. And I think you might just surprise yourself. And then I think that will set the tone for everything else that you really want to do. And you'll find that you can actually do what it is in this life that you want to do. All right, my friends, have the best night ever.